tell him everything that's going on and program. The best thing somebody can most of the time tell you back on the phone conversation is, I hear you. So then what did I gain? What I gained is that God now will do the miracle for me. If I'm true to myself, if I'm honest with myself, if I'm open-minded. So the fifth step, the beauty of taking now the whole four and going to the fifth, is the first time in my life opening up myself to somebody with its entire truth. All those feelings of I'm going to go to my grave with and I will never tell a soul, now is that opportunity. And I really, really encourage that if it took me some time, if there's stuff that's still hidden, stuff that is like, I told my sponsor everything, but these one or two things, he's going to think like I'm a horse if I tell him. So I'm not going to tell them. I really encourage the freedom. The freedom is beyond. I walked around for years in program with certain things that I'm never going to tell anybody. I don't know why it's, now I look back, it's not so shameful. It's like a big deal. I mean, I'm retarded, so I did retarded things, right, Joe? So it's like, what's the big deal? So I used to watch horse porn. Okay, big deal. Like now, that's the, now you're going to look at me different. Like, you know, you will. No, humans and horses. You never did that, you say. Try it out. No, the you know, it's like I used to watch porn with dogs also. Like, it wasn't enough human porn. I needed to find something, like, interesting, you know? So, like, crazy stuff like that that I, for some reason, told myself, that I'll never tell, right? I was watching a TV episode with my wife last night, and this kid was locked in a car. And you saw, like, the fire truck, like, pulled up and basically, like, cracked. They have, like, this little thing that touches the window, and it basically, like, smashes in. They took the kid out of the car. My wife looked at me. Because I don't have any secrets then, it's like, you realize you locked our kids in the car when you went to watch porn. And it's like, right, the first thing that happens to me is like, hello, you know? But then I like to take a deep breath. Yeah, I'm mentally ill. Yeah, I've done that. And to be able to laugh about it and turn around and say, yeah, I'm a retard. Done that. Instead of getting defensive and like starting a 2-hour conversation about nobody's right and nobody's wrong. Turn around. I'm a mental retard, and that's why I did that. Correct. And I am mental retarded, because any parent that locks the kids into the car to go watch porn is mentally retarded. And what's so scary was, the rest of the episode was about, like, does the parent have a right to be a parent over this child? For me, it was like a real, like, awakening. But I'm not shameful about it anymore, because I am retarded. These are the retarded things. But I don't have to walk around with that guilt and shame anymore instead of, oh my God, and I need to process this for 80 years by a therapist. This is who I am. I'm not a normal person. And I got news. If I go back to porn and go back to watching and acting out, I'm going to go right back to there. I'll lock any. If I can lock myself up, of course I can lock you up. Like, what's the big deal? So the beauty is to be able to just get this out. And then again, it allows me now in the future and get it out to my sponsor and to my home group, where I don't come into a meeting and it's like, I took an action on lust, and it's like, I don't know what to do with myself. How do I report to the group that I took an action on lust? Like, if we never heard that here before, you know? But every time I need to report to the group is that feeling. It allows it just to be free. I can report anything. I could tell you about every single thing in my life, and I don't have to hide. I don't have to be shameful about it. I don't have to be confused about it. I don't have to. It just comes out. What that does is, takes away that disease, that spiritual and death disease. So really encourage, if you didn't do your fourth step, we promised when we came into the program, we're willing to go to any lengths. Pay someone. Sit with me by my side for an hour and just watch me write. I had a sponsee who dropped his business for a month because he acted out after a year and somewhat. And I asked him if he's willing to go to any length, and he said no. So I told him to go find another sponsor. He came back a week later and told me he's willing. I don't remember the details, but basically, he told me he's willing to. And I said to him, if you're willing to go to any length, shut down your business. And he lost a $40,000 deal as a result. He put a message on his business saying how anybody who wants to get in touch with me, I'll be available like in 35 days and 40 days. He hired a guy to stay with him all the time. He paid someone that he never is alone. Never alone. And now he's sober like for a year and a half again. It's unbelievable. He got so much strength from the guy. So this guy, what's my point of this? Where am I heading? So,
any lengths.
What?
Any lengths.
Oh, so we should go to any length. So if you didn't do your fourth step, you know, he told me like the next level of like being willing to go to any lengths. You know what I mean? The beauty is he confronted me afterwards, like, so what did you do for any lengths? If this is what you made me do, like, you know? But then he thanked me. He said he ended up making like double the amount as a result of, you know, because that's what happens. The measure you give is the measure you get back. But then I told him back, so, you know, a little... But the point of the matter is the willingness to go to any lengths is not just to stay sober. We got it all messed up. It's to work the steps, because the steps is what's going to keep me sober. So if you didn't do your fourth step, or if you have a hard time, whatever it takes, ask another guy who didn't do it to sit down, make up a time, and just do it. Just do it, because like we read so many times, the last week, one of the most powerful readings ever was, you know, the first paragraph in the fourth step in the white book, where he says, there is no way you could stay sober, and even if you will stay sober, you're basically a miserable wreck putting on a facade for the world. So do the fourth step. Let's next week reconvene with the fifth step. Wherever you're up to, the readings is very therapeutic also, so do the reading in the white book if you can. Try to keep coming back to the meetings, because some meetings, like last week, we had like 15, 20 guys, and then there's some meetings like we have this week, like 7, 8 guys. We don't want this to fall apart. I'm gaining an enormous amount. It keeps me sober. So do it for service for me, but keep coming back. And I guess that's pretty much it. Anybody have any questions? Simple. So let's wrap it up.
Change,
the wisdom of the difference. I will not mind. Keep coming back. Work, work, work. Don't let it find worse too late.